Welcome to our immersive guided forest bathing walk for you to take wherever and whenever you need to. My name is Lucy and I'll be joined by Ruth and we will be guiding the session. Forest bathing is a wellbeing practice that helps us to immerse ourselves in nature using our senses. The name is a translation from the Japanese word Shinrin Yoku, a therapeutic practice developed to support people experiencing poor mental health during the 80s. Since then, a wealth of scientific research has been gathered to prove the vast mental, physical, and emotional health benefits of taking time to slow down and reconnect with nature. Connecting with nature and building that relationship improves our resilience, our strength, our connection to ourselves, connection to our community and our surroundings, and taking that time to slow down for ourselves, taking time out of our busy lives, has incredible powers that we want to champion and support people to build into their daily lives. It is not a swim, not a walk to identify things, or you really need no knowledge at all. Everything is an invitation, and you are free to interpret the activities as you wish throughout the session. Each one is quite short and will take about 10 minutes or so. There are opportunities to pause, reflect, whether to yourself or on a piece of paper, just being out in nature, turning up and being mindful about this moment. Wherever you find yourself, take a look around. Are you inside? Are you outside? How are you feeling today? All of it is welcome and being here is enough. We hope that you enjoy this guided practice today.
My name is Ruth, and I'm going to guide you through this first stage of our forest bathing practice, which involves tuning into how our body and heart are showing up today before we turn our attention outwards. So find yourself a spot in nature, if you can, where you'll be comfortable to sit for a few minutes. And if you're at home, perhaps find a window with a view of nature, ideally one where you can open it so that you can get in touch with the elements and the weather a little bit during this practice. So this first stage of the forest bathe helps us to open up our senses, which then become a bit like pathways to engaging with the nature around us. So just take a moment to settle into your seat, and just as a way of welcoming yourself here, take a look around either the room if you're at home or if you're out in nature, just looking around, all around, behind you particularly, taking in your surroundings. And the reason we suggest to look behind you particularly is that that can really help to calm your nervous system, to help you feel safe and comfortable and at home. So just noticing the colours and textures in front of you and all around you. And if you feel comfortable, just closing your eyes or keeping what we call a soft gaze on the ground or the floor in front of you, where you're not particularly focusing on one thing, but you're just allowing your eyes just to rest in relaxation, rather than focusing on one particular thing. And doing this just helps us to then turn our attention inwards a little. So if you can, just turning your attention to this first of our senses. We've tuned in a little bit to our sense of sight, but now just tuning into our sense of touch and the feeling of our body here and now. Particularly the feeling of our feet on the floor, noticing the ground underneath our feet or the floor. It might be that we notice the ground's a bit uneven. We tune into the socks or shoes that we're wearing. Or if at home, we notice we can feel the carpet underneath our feet, or floorboards. And then also turning our attention perhaps to the seat underneath us, so the feeling of ourselves sitting. And perhaps a wider sense of our body here, feeling our clothes against our skin. Perhaps we can feel the air, a breeze against our face. And maybe as we breathe, we can notice the feeling of the breath coming in and out of our body, with our chest or belly rising and falling. So just noticing those sensations, and maybe if we feel we'd like to, just taking a couple of deep breaths in and out, just to allow ourselves just to settle in a little bit more here into our body. Letting go of noticing our physical sensations of our body, and turning our attention to our sense of hearing, to sound. Noticing what sounds we can hear all around us, almost 360 degrees. That might be natural sounds, man-made sounds, human sounds. Sounds from far away. Sounds close up. It might be we notice repetitive sounds, or sounds that appear and then disappear. And then letting go of our sense of hearing and tuning into our sense of smell. So taking a really good breath in, a good sniff of the air, just seeing whether you can detect any of the different scents of either the natural space that you're in, or of the air through the window. Just seeing what you can smell in your immediate surroundings, and maybe turning your head one way, over one shoulder or the other. Perhaps noticing whether the air smells any different if you raise your head, raise your chin and point your nose upwards. Might be you can smell all sorts of faint scents of the air. It might be you can't smell very much at all. Whichever that is, just letting go of that sense. And now that we've tuned into physical sense of touch, our sense of hearing and our sense of smell, we're just going to turn our attention to our sense of taste. So opening your mouth, and this time taking a deep breath in with your mouth open. Seeing what you can taste on the air, if anything. Maybe noticing if there's already a taste in your mouth, perhaps from breakfast or dinner, or perhaps you've just had a coffee. Maybe there's a taste in your mouth that you can't quite put your finger on, or you can't really taste anything at all. And then letting go of that sense of taste and tuning back into the last of our senses. And you feel ready opening your eyes Just seeing if the view in front of you and around you looks any different from before. Maybe noticing the colours and the shapes and the textures. Maybe the vividness of the colour is different. Just noticing that, bringing your attention, if you can, into your own body again and down into your feet. And shaking, wriggling or moving in any way that your body wants to move, just to signal the end of this little part of our forest bathing practice.
Now we have tuned into all our senses, we invite you for a few moments to explore your surroundings with all your senses open. Sometimes it can take time to adjust and transition into a slower pace. Whether you are outside or by a window, either take the time here to slowly walk or continue to sit and go through each sense. Now we will share a few activities that you are invited to take part in. We recommend that you pause the audio for around 10 minutes while you take part. But really, this can be for as long as you like. Here, we invite you to explore the patterns presented in your surroundings. The invitation is to wander or find a place where you can connect and be close with nature, whether that's from your window or underneath a tree, wherever you may be. But take that time to wander with all your senses open, but especially sight. You can zoom in, look close, or look at the whole landscape in front of you. You can use your hands as a lens. But the invitation here is to explore patterns. What do you notice? Take time to really be curious. What do you want to look closely at? Opportunity here to pause, reflect, and take note of something you noticed, what held your attention, and why.
The invitation for this next activity is to take a stroll exploring your surroundings with your sense of touch. Notice the different textures that you find and what you're drawn to. It might be that you might like to pick up something that's in abundance and sit with it a little while.
Opportunity here to pause, reflect, and take note of something you noticed, what held your attention, and why. The invitation here is to shift our attention to noticing sounds. Either walking from here along the path that you have decided, or opening a window, or making sure you can hear the natural world. Tuning in to the soundscape. You have time now to really listen. Notice what is close, what's far away. Notice the gaps between the sounds, and also noticing your breath and the fact that you are part of this soundscape. You're welcome to stop or close your eyes and use your hands to experience the sounds differently by placing them over your ears and in different directions. Take time to slow down. What can you hear? Opportunity here to pause, reflect, and take note of something you noticed, what held your attention, and why.
Now that we have opened up all our senses to engage with the nature all around us, we are ready for the final part of our forest bathing journey, which is called Choco. This is spelt T-X-O-K-O and is a Basque word meaning place to be. So the invitation here is to find your own place to be, your own sit spot to spend some time with all your senses open without choosing one over another. Allow yourself to connect with the nature around you and of which you are a part in whatever way you like. You might like to sit or lie down for 5 or 10 minutes and get curious as to which of your senses is most vivid for you. If you're undertaking this practice indoors at home or on your balcony, then settle yourself into a comfortable position to allow yourself to be present with all your senses. Give yourself permission to fully rest into this moment. Now that you've completed your forest bathing journey, you might like to take a moment to make a gesture, either inwardly or outwardly, to show appreciation to the landscape that has welcomed you and offered you its beauty and perhaps its wisdom. You might also want to offer yourself some appreciation for making time to undertake this practice. If you're outside, it might be you decide to return any natural items you've collected, or you may decide to keep them with you as mementos of your time. Notice how you're feeling compared to how you started, and perhaps take some time to jot down any thoughts and feelings at home as motivators to step back into any part of this practice when you have a moment. Remember, it's the moments and not the minutes that count when we're connecting with nature. And this attitude can really help us to weave in even tiny moments of noticing and appreciating that can have incredibly powerful effects on our well-being.
Thanks for taking part. We would love to hear from you. This project is delivered by Norfolk and Waveney Mind.